You're listening to SBS News.
After a forced two-year break from regularly performing, Eric Schmellenberger is feeling nervous.
And now everything feels sort of new for the first time. I haven't had stage fright in years before the pandemic, and now sort of like the nerves are all back in a way that I don't remember them being before. But it's really exciting and fun to get to create again.
But that's not all that's new for the Blunderland director and master of ceremonies.
I really did not understand how to function as a person without performing. It's such a part of who I am. And the United States, nothing was open. Australia started to reopen.
Circus legend. Are you ready? She's fabulous. She's absolutely wonderful. Please welcome to the stage, Miss Olivia Porter.
His cabaret show, born out of New York's underground queer club culture a decade ago, now boasts an all-Australian cast, thanks to a twist of fate in the global pandemic. Blunderland was making its Adelaide Fringe debut as international borders slammed shut.
People just wanted to get home, but were also afraid. It was weird time. Hasn't stopped.
A dual citizen, Eric Schmellenberger flew home to locked down New York, but chose to return solo and rebuild his show from the ground up in Australia. He isn't the only fringe performer to stay.
The thing is, as a comedian, all you can hear is kind of general laughter, and that's kind of how you can tell or gauge how well a gig is going. But secretly, this whole time, I've just been waiting for that's all I've been. All I want is to hear if that man is finding me funny.
Stand-up comedian Kelsey Del Maida is one of around 30 international artists who never left.
I think everyone was kind of getting these emergency flights home, and I thought, this will blow over. Six lockdowns later in Melbourne, I thought, I think they're laughing at me rather than I'm laughing at them. So I've kind of stuck it out for the long haul, and I'm like, I'm going to make this work here. Trying to build a career out in Australia and far from home, but you know, I'm a big believer in your destiny gets pushed in a way that you might not have seen it coming.
Adelaide Fringe is the second largest arts event in the global calendar after Edinburgh Fringe. It's an important annual income earner for some 6,000 artists with 350 live venues. Before the pandemic, that included 500 international performers. This year, around 100 of them have returned.
Well, I certainly forgot how to do my job because, you know, it's like riding a bike. If you haven't ridden a bike for 2 years, you've got to learn how to ride it again. Like, having not had a chance to be able to tell jokes, to write jokes, because let's think about it, nothing else was happening around the world. All we were talking about was the big C, you know, COVID. That's all. And so my point of reference to trying to find out new jokes and, more importantly, to test out these new jokes, there was no outlet for that. And I'm not one of these boring people, because I've got I'm not one of these annoying people who I was in a bubble with two of my good friends. I'm not going to be trying jokes out on them. I mean, how tiresome would that be if every morning I go, here, guys, I've got one for you. So it's really, you know what it feels like? It feels like starting again. And there's that. There's kind of energy about that that's quite exciting. I love it.
English comedian Stephen K. Amos was forced to cut his Australian tour at the start of the pandemic. This year, he's returned to inspire audiences with his own pandemic journey.
And once this news broke, I walked on stage wearing a mask. That alone brought the entire house down. How we laughed! I took the mask off and I said, good evening, folks. I've just flown in from Wuhan. We laughed even more.
Festival director Heather Kroll says bringing 6,000 artists together during a global pandemic has proved a challenge.
For the last 2 years, we've been really fortunate to secure some state government money and some federal money in order to give that money to artists and venues to put on their show. Without that, we would not have had a Fringe in 21 or a Fringe in 2022. That money was absolutely critical. And we really need that money going forward in 23 and beyond, because we can't just flick a switch and then we're back to pre-COVID. It's not the reality. We can only bounce back from COVID if we have the support we need so that we can give that out to the artists and venues.
And it's that support that's giving artists tentative reasons to hope.
I want to believe that everything's okay, and I'm gonna act like it is, but I'm mentally prepared for disappointment, I think, a little too well now.
Peter Doherty, SBS News.